This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Troy Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Rivera, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Cleve Hawkins, please note the following medical letter, period. Cleve is C-L-E-V-E, Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S, period. On September 11th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 75-year-old male, height 6 foot 2 inches tall, weight 170 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 14th, 2020, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. He was unconscious for a few minutes, period. He had immediate pain in his neck and chest, as well as a few days later developed right shoulder pain and left knee pain, period. The accident occurred on the highway when another driver crossed lanes, forcing the collision, period. The patient's vehicle hit the other vehicle in the side, period. Several airbags were deployed, period. The patient hit his face on the airbag, period. The patient was jerked, period. The patient was in an F-150 Ford truck, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still having pain in his neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, as well as chest pain, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. His right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain that lasts approximately 1 hour per day, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating-type pain, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is described as constant, period. It is a stabbing-type pain, period. He is experiencing grinding and noise with diminished range of motion, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain goes down the left arm to the elbow, period. This is an aggravation of his prior neck fracture that had manageable pain, but is significantly worse since this accident, period. He did not have radiculopathy until this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. His chest pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a cramping, stabbing-type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. He was advised that he had a nodule on his lung, and he had surgery to remove the nodule, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that day, ambulance took him to St. Vincent's Anderson Hospital, period. He was treated and released, period. He was seen at the VA the next day and had follow-up exams, period. MRIs were done, and he was referred to a lung doctor that advised him that he had a nodule and it required surgery, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems walking over a quarter mile, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball and golf, comma, climbing stairs, comma, sex, comma, and sleep is affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include Tylenol, medications for his prostate, comma, finasteride, comma, and aspirin, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medicines, including Tylenol and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, congenital heart disease, comma, migraines, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, reflux, comma, erectile dysfunction, comma, hypertension, comma, pulmonary nodule, comma, sleep apnea, comma, and Eagle syndrome, period. Eagle syndrome is EAGLE. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals neck surgery in 2003, as well as foot surgery in the past period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient injured his neck in the war when he hit a ditch crossing the desert, causing a teardrop fracture of C4 in approximately the year 1990 period. It did not require surgery, but he did have ongoing pain up until this automobile accident of November of 2020 period. The pain in his neck became 50% worse after this accident with radiating pain that he did not have in the past period. The patient never injured his right shoulder or chest in the past period. The patient has not had work injuries in the past period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident 1 year after this automobile accident. It did require physical therapy to the left shoulder without permanency, period. New paragraph, occupation, the patient is disabled in 2008 due to war and service-related injuries, period. New paragraph, after review of all the medical records, I have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 14th, 2020, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. At this time, I want to comment on some of the pertinent studies upon review of records, period. Records from VA Veterans Administration, shoulder x-ray on the left shoulder, June 2nd, 2022. They did comparison films to the bilateral shoulders dated March 14th, 2008, showed number one, moderate degenerative changes of the left AC joint, period. Number two, mildly high-riding left humeral head, comma. This could indicate chronic rotator cuff injury, period. Also from the VA records, June 1st, 2022, state pre-existing multiple joint pain complaints after the first MVA in 2020, period. Emergency room records dated November 14th, 2020, state patient brought in by medics for MVA was restraint driver of a pickup truck. Patient had front-end damage with airbag deployment, period. T-boned other vehicle, period. Complained of sternal pain, comma. Increases with movement and breathing, period. Their diagnosis was neck pain and rib contusions. Abnormalities were noted on physical examination and documented. X-ray studies of the ribs bilaterally showed questionable nodule in the left lung base, period. Chest x-ray PA and lateral showed questionable nodule in the left lung base, period. CT of the brain was negative for intracranial abnormality. CT of the cervical spine showed straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, as well as multilevel degenerative disease of the cervical spine without evidence of acute fracture, period. Dr. Mandel's comment on these x-rays is that it produces a great deal of acute trauma to show the straightening of the normal cervical lordosis on x-rays, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Number two, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and aggravation of prior cervical fracture, period. Number three, chest trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and rib contusions, period. Number four, head trauma, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of November 14th, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the right shoulder, utilizing table 15-5, the patient has a 3% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-1, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing table 17-2, the patient qualifies for an additional 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the chest, utilizing table 3-1, the patient qualifies for an additional 1% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the three whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of November 14, 2020, period. These impairment ratings would have been higher had it not been for his past medical history and prior cervical injuries, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in his right shoulder and cervical regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the cervical and right shoulder areas would cost approximately $2,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records as well as taken his history over the telephone, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation. End of dictation.